Tolnep diplomats were chosen for bravery as well as wits. He would pick up a gun and shoot his way to the switches of the armor cable if necessary, turn it off, and let his fleet marines in. As to this teleportation console, he really couldn't care less. Tolnep would be better off if it were destroyed. A nation that based its economy on slavery was always under some kind of threat, and this teleportation had interfered with Tolnep far more than it had helped. He himself was within flying distance of home. The other combatants were also and would have to bow to his commands or be killed. As for the rest of these emissaries, how they got home, if ever, was no concern of his. And dead emissaries and a dead litter of terrestrial personnel told no tales, especially when buried. He would, of course, go through the motions of torturing this devil and try to get the teleportation design out of him. If the devil died in the process, it did not matter. But the cream of the jest was that if anything went wrong, he would use the devil's own arguments to defend himself. He would claim that Roger Dieter Snaul had turned pirate, that he had acted contrary to orders, and that his approach to this conference was an outlaw act. He knew he could depose and execute Snaul and still command the Tolnep crews. Snaul would simply be sacrificed for the greater good of the state, a common expedient in such diplomatic circles. Schleim could even mop up the other belligerents, using the Tolnep fleet if it came to that. It was very neat planning. The only thing he had to solve now was how to get this entire conference out into the bowl. He was now feeling so confident he was hardly even listening to this devil as he resumed his actions. Whatever the devil did would be useless, without avail. Tolerantly, Lord Schleim sat back and lent half an ear to the continuing proceedings. Diplomacy was, indeed, quite an art. But if it failed, there was always force. He fingered the bottom end of his scepter. He tuned the rest of his hearing in to catch the first rumbles of his fleet in the sky.